You know those weekends where everyone ends up piled up on the couch together? Those are some of my favorite memories. Growing up, it was movie nights, favorite shows, snacks everywhere, and just being together. And now I get to create those same moments with my own family. With T-Mobile, we save up to $1,000 a year by bundling our four phone lines on Experience Beyond with T-Mobile's all-in 5G home internet. Between streaming, gaming, texting, and scrolling, we are all on different screens most days. Movie night is when we finally share one. And with incredible perks and surprises every week with T-Mobile Tuesdays, plus the best streaming on them, those moments feel even more magical. Switch to T-Mobile today at T-Mobile.com. Qualifying plan required. Savings based on third line free via monthly bill credits. $15 per month internet bill credits and auto pay discount. Qualifying credit required. Credits may take up to two bill cycles and will stop if plans lines change.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better, and that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. On the track, my car's look is everything. But today, I'm talking about more than just paint schemes. I'm talking about my favorite games at Chumba Casino. Check out exclusives like Stampede Fury and my own King Croc Fury. It's just as wild as my car looked in Texas. With over 200 games and new ones weekly, play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, a new boyfriend who came with his very own haunted house.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Hey, share your real ghost stories with us. You can call it in at 855-853-4802. You can write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. If you'd rather listen without the commercials, you'll also get advanced episodes and access to the archive by becoming a premium subscriber. Go through Apple Podcasts, try it 3 days free. You can sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com. I'm Carol Hughes and Kathy Gordon today. Kathy Gordon.
A new boyfriend with a haunted house, it better be Brad Pitt.
You're right.
That's all I've got to say.
I remember one time I was a long time ago when we were living in Hays, Kansas, and I was dating a guy named Gypsy.
Oh, Gypsy. I forgot about Gypsy. Gee, my knee.
Oh, my. Oh. Times have changed. Anyways.
Oh, my.
Anyways.
He might have been a warlock, too.
I was at his house in the morning. He was not. He was just a biker. And so I was at his house in the morning, and everybody left for work. And I called my friend for some reason on his phone. And he lived in an old limestone house that was just a couple blocks away from us when we lived in that yellow house. Being a limestone house, not surprising. So what would you say? Those old limestone houses probably built in late 1800s?
Yeah.
Maybe early 1900s?
Fort Hays was there in the 1860s, yeah. I think, 50s and 60s. So
yeah, easy probably 1870, 80.
80s, 90s, yeah.
So this house was really, really old. So I was on the phone, and I heard a man coughing upstairs. It was like a And my friend goes, "Who's there?" And I'm like, "Nobody's here." She's like, "Are you sure?" And I go, "Yeah." And I said, I don't even remember how we decided to go look. Because nowadays I would have just ran out. But I went and looked, and she goes, "But just put down the phone. Don't hang up. And if it's something, then scream. Well, because
it's a landline. It's attached to the wall. Right. You can't just go look, right?
Right. So I put down the phone and I go look upstairs, and there was nobody there. There was absolutely no one there.
And but it was so loud she could hear it on the phone.
She heard it. Yeah. Which I don't know why. I'm like, I think I'll go investigate that. I'm dating a guy named Gypsy. This seems legit. Like,
what could possibly be haunted here?
I don't know.
In this 150-year-old house.
I don't know why I did
house.
That, but I did. But I just remember that. Yes. So I had, I guess I dated a guy with a haunted house too. We weren't long term. It's never meant to last when you date a guy named Gypsy.
Well, dating a guy named Gypsy with a haunted house, with a ghost that apparently was, had
who
been
doesn't
a bad
own a car, just a Harley. It was never going to go anywhere.
Oh, crumb. Yeah, no, wow. That probably.
Oh, wait, I've got, I do have that
You've
great
got it.
Sound effect.
Okay. Well, like I said, if the guy's got a haunted house, he better be Brad Pitt. That's who. That's it, you know, I might put up with a haunted house for Brad Pitt, but that's about it.
So, and then if it was haunted, you would just be like, "Oh, Brad, the house
well,
is so haunted."
I got Brad Pitt out of the deal.
I'd be
so
like,
what?
"Brad, the house is so haunted. Could we please get another?" And Brad would be like, "Okay." And he wouldn't even sell that one.
It'd be a haunted chateau in France, is what it would be.
Oh, Brad, this chateau Brad. Is so haunted. Can we please buy another place? Okay, well, here's the story. It says, when I met my husband back in 2000, he had already been living in his house for 2 years. We dated for a couple of years, and every time I went over, I never really felt that his home was haunted, though I was creeped out by the basement, but that could have just been a normal creepy basement feeling. Agreed. I think most basements have a creepy feeling.
Very creepy.
In an older house, anyway. In the autumn of 2002, we were married and I moved in with him. That first year, a few things had occurred that left me spooked and wondering if the house was haunted. The very first thing that began to happen almost right away was crashing sounds in the attic.
Ooh.
Ooh, is right. We would be sitting in the living room watching TV when all of a sudden we would hear what would sound like the equivalent of a heavy appliance being knocked over or dropped, like a large TV dropped onto the floor or a stove pushed on its side.
Wow.
That's a loud crashing sound.
Mm.
Immediately, we would go up to the attic, which had finished hardwood floors, and we would begin to investigate, but nothing would be out of place. This occurred at least 5 times in the first year. The only other strange incident that occurred that first year was while washing dishes by hand one evening. My husband was on one side of the kitchen and I was on the other side. When suddenly a Corel plate, remember those?
Mm-hmm, I sure do.
That had been sitting firmly on the counter flew off with such force that it made it halfway through the air, then landed on the ground between us and skidded another 3 feet. Luckily, it didn't break. Could they break the Corel plates?
They could, and if they did, they broke into a thousand and million pieces.
But they were hard to break, weren't they?
Real hard to break, yeah.
Yeah. Well, it says, luckily it didn't break, but it was startling to say the least, and we were left pondering what could have caused it, because both of our backs were turned to it. We didn't see how it launched itself, so we brushed it off. A regular plate, that one would have burst into a million pieces, don't you think?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Corel was hard to do, but if it did, it just shattered.
Back to the conversation in just a moment. But first, today's podcast is sponsored by Nutrisense. That was the sound of the Nutrisense biosensor that I've been wearing. With Nutrisense, I've learned a lot of very interesting things about my diet choices, the food, the drink that I take into my body, but also how stress, sleep, and exercise play a big role in my health. How? Well, the Nutrisense biosensor lets you analyze your glucose levels in real time in response to food, exercise, stress, and sleep. Glucose levels can significantly impact how your body and mind feels and functions. So knowing what that is can be key to a lot of good choices. I never knew firsthand just how much those levels can fluctuate based on what you're taking in, what you're doing, how your stress is, how your sleep is. It's really been very eye-opening. My nutritionist helped me also interpret the data and promptly answered all of my questions. And believe me, I had a lot of them. It was great to get that insight and that guidance. NutriSense has helped me make better choices about what food I eat. And it's playing a big role in my weight loss journey. To start decoding your body's messages and pave the way for a healthier life, visit NutriSense.com/ghost and get $30 off your first month and 1 month of board-certified nutritionist support. When you ask how you learned about NutriSense, make sure you tell them it was the Real Ghost Stories Online podcast.
So over the next couple of years, we adopted two cats. And in 2004, I had my very first undeniable paranormal experience. My husband worked first shift, and at the time, I worked second. In October of 2004, early one morning, I was lying in bed asleep and woke up, just slightly, to my husband's heavy footsteps walking around in the kitchen as he got ready for the day making his lunch. Since it was around 6 a.m. in the morning, I turned over and went back to bed. However, I didn't stay asleep and I woke up what I thought was a few minutes later and once again heard the heavy footsteps pacing back and forth in the kitchen. I was groggy, very much annoyed, so I tried to go back to sleep, but I couldn't. As the footsteps continued, I began to wake up more, and that is when I noticed that it was actually pretty light outside. This was around daylight savings time, and my husband normally left for work before the sun came up. So as I began to notice that the sun was up, I began to think he was running late for work. I don't know why I didn't call out to him to question why he was running late, but I remember laying there listening to the footsteps and working through it in my mind, thinking it couldn't be him. Because the first time I woke up to the footsteps, it was dark outside. And with it being as bright as it was outside, at least 1 hour must have passed by. As I realized this, I began to freak out. I slowly lifted my head to peer over the covers and saw both of my cats sitting on the edge of my bed at my feet, staring into the kitchen as they too listened to the heavy footsteps pacing back and forth. My heart raced in my chest as I laid there as still as could be, listening to the footsteps in the kitchen and freaking out, knowing it was an intruder. That would freak me out.
That would be terrifying.
Because you're in your pajamas. Like, that's a very vulnerable place. She could have been totally naked. Mm-hmm. I don't know. But it's a very vulnerable.
Yeah. That's absolutely terrifying to think someone's in your house.
Ugh, and you're the only one home.
Yeah.
But then the footsteps stopped. There was no trailing off as the intruder had left the house or moved to another part of the house. They just suddenly stopped. It was at that point that I didn't believe it was a burglar. My mind instantly went to ghost for the sole reason that if it had been an intruder, I don't think they would have been pacing back and forth in the kitchen. I think that they would have been searching the house or actually removing things like the TV from the living room. I stayed in bed for another 10 minutes, just working up the courage to get out and investigate. Once I did, I went out of the bedroom to a bright, sunlit, yet empty kitchen. I armed myself with a butcher knife and proceeded to make my way around the house. Yes, even the basement and the attic.
Oh my gosh, so brave.
So brave.
Oh.
Looked behind every door and checked all the windows and exterior doors, which were all locked. But as I suspected, there was nothing. I called my husband at work to confirm he had left on time, which he did, and I told him about the footsteps. He was concerned that there was an intruder, but I assured him that the house was empty and locked up. After that, I got dressed pretty quickly and decided that the errands I had been putting off absolutely needed to get done that very day, so I left the house and kept myself busy all day until my husband got home from work. It would be another 4 years before I heard those very same footsteps again, which I nicknamed Mr. Boots. But that is another story for another time. I want to hear that. What?
Oh.
In the meantime, the following 4 years would be full of more crashes in the attic, a tall man's black shadow figure constantly moving from the bedroom to the kitchen, whispering voices, and a ghostly swirling green mist wrapped around my cat that was actually captured in a digital picture. But I'll leave that for another time. Thank you for creating this podcast. I just discovered it a month ago. I've been loving listening to you guys. Audra from West Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Wow.
That is creepy.
I can't wait till she writes back because I want to hear about Mr. Boots? I want to know what the next experience, but it's weird it took 4 years for it to happen again.
It's weird that her boyfriend, they dated for 2 years and nothing ever happened in that time until she moved in. So part of me is like, well, maybe it's a jealous woman in the house, but then a jealous woman, if you're a ghost, I guess you could walk any way you want to, right? If you want to be heavy footsteps, you could be. It doesn't mean like you have to be all dainty in heels just because you're a female ghost.
And once again, here's the thing. You know, it seems weird it took 4 years. But then again, why does time have to work the same way for a ghost as it does for us?
Right.
You know, so I don't think that, you know.
That was just a creepy, creepy story. And the thing about the attic with what sounds like heavy appliances falling over, that's the kind of stuff that just like, what the hell was that?
I knew it. You know, I know I brought this one up before, but I had it happen really badly one time in a house I was living, that little yellow house down in Texas, where something fell and it the best thing I could liken it to was like somebody maybe knocked over a china cupboard and all the dishes broke, you know? It was that loud and the dogs jumped, I jumped, everybody jumped, and I never could find anything anywhere.
You know, nowhere in there did she ever say, honey, could we just sell this house?
Yeah.
Could I live someplace else, please?
I get it.
If I was married to Brad Pitt, he'd be buying me a chateau that's not haunted.
Well, I'm telling you. Brad Pitt, I might live in a haunted house for Brad Pitt.
But here's our next story.
Okay.
My name is Andrew Coleman, and I'm calling from Atlanta, Georgia. My situation actually happened in Vegas. Actually, I'm born and raised in Vegas. I just moved to Atlanta recently. I have no idea why, but hey, I'm here, so it is what it is. But anyway, my story is kind of dealing with a hospital situation where I went to the hospital, and it's really dealing with, I guess, supernatural type dreams, you know, and stuff like that. But anyway, I went to the hospital, and they told me that I had a semi-pneumonia case, and so they gave me medicine. I went home, took my medicine, wasn't feeling better, so I went back to the doctor the following day. Actually, 2 days later, and they ran some more tests, and I was actually diagnosed with double pneumonia in both my lungs. So they decided to keep me in the hospital, and I was in the hospital for maybe 3 days or something like that. And the event happened is that, you know, while I was in the hospital bed, I was in the room. And, you know, I was sleeping, but I kind of felt myself maybe half woke or whatever. But while I was, you know, in the hospital at night, every night, I started having like these dreams or visions or whatever. And people were coming up to me and they were telling me how they died in that hospital. It was kind of a creepy experience because, you know, as I, you know, woke up or, you know, came out of that state, whatever. It was very weird because, you know, when you ever had them aspects where you dream something, you wake up, and then you go back to sleep and you continue to have the same dream. And so that's kind of what my scenario was. And I went back to sleep and, you know, people were just coming up to me and they were telling me how they died in the hospital and what happened to them and what was wrong with them. And I thought it was just kind of strange and, you know, I guess I have a lot of dreams because I've spoken to a lot of people that are close to me that are passed away, as far as grandparents, close friends, relatives. Recently, my wife's grandmother passed away back in January, and I had a dream that, you know, I was talking to her in the dream, and she was telling me that she's fine. And the weird thing about the dreams is that I've had repeated dreams with the same individuals that have passed away, and I'm asking them questions, and they would tell me that they know that they're dead and that they're okay, and I would have the same conversation with the same individual in a different dream, and they would tell me that they didn't know that they were dead, but they were fine with where they were. It was very weird, and I guess I have a lot of dreams and things like that that, you know, I guess I can kind of say that God shows me. You know, I had a dream back in, this was maybe in 2002, and I remember I wrote it down. I still have the notebook, you know, on the paper, and I wrote down a dream, and the dream was simply, you know, I had a dream that my older brother was shot, got shot, and, you know, I dreamt that an airplane went down, and it was in a specific part of Las Vegas, and and I showed my mom that dream, and she was just kind of like, wow, I mean, didn't really know what to say, and probably, I don't know, maybe a year later, in Las Vegas, there are two airports. They have the McCarran International Airport, and then they have the smaller airport, which is located in North Las Vegas. And probably about a year later after that dream, I had the dream, and then the small airplane, this was actually a smaller airport in North Las Vegas, but some small airplanes went down and crashed, and some people, of course, were deceased in that situation, and the plane fell, you know, and crashed into people's house. And around that same location is where my brother's barbershop is, where he worked at, and something happened at the barbershop, and my brother ended up getting robbed, him and another guy, and the guy that robbed him shot my brother and shot the guy that was with him. And I thought it was interesting because I showed my mom that notebook after all this happened, right down to the T, to the spot on where all this happened, from when the plane went down to where my brother was shot. And I just thought it was a little, you know, kind of a interesting concept that I have these dreams that, you know, it's almost like I see things, you know, and I'm not, you know, saying I have these gifts or, you know, stuff like that. You know, I'm not a skeptic because I kind of believe in the other side. But I'm also a minister. So, you know, I know the Bible says, you know, about the dead not being able to have contact with the living, you know, and I listen to a lot of the stories that go forth. And I think it's kind of interesting that, you know, people are having these experiences. And so it's almost like, okay, was a barrier broken where it's given, you know, the deceased access to try to communicate? I just think it's a weird scenario, but, you know, I'm 100% believer. I think it's a lot of stuff that are paranormal. I just have a lot of, you know, and so my call is pretty much about a lot of dreams. And there are a lot more dreams that I have that I remember that I've written down. From talking to people that are passed away and that are deceased. And so I just thought I'd share that story. I think it's very, I don't know, it's just one of those interesting concepts, you know, that what if these people are really telling me that they're okay, you know, and it's almost like maybe they're giving me an insurance, you know, that they're okay. So I don't know, just thought I'd share that with you guys. Love what you're doing. Appreciate you. Thanks for giving people the outlet. And, definitely look forward to hearing from you guys and hearing the new stories coming out. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
He is a really interesting guy.
Well, yeah. And I do think that there are certain people that have dreams that connect them somehow to the spiritual world. Don't you?
Yeah, because we've
talked... I mean, I think a lot of us do at one time or another, but I think there's people that do more so on a regular basis.
And his dreams seem to be visions. Mm-hmm. They also seem to be connecting him with people who have passed.
Mm-hmm.
So his are more complicated even than, you know, it's not just one type of thing mm-hmm. that's happened to him. I thought that the story when he was in the hospital about all the people who had died there coming to him.
I thought that one was fascinating, too.
And I know that feeling of waking up from a dream and going, God, this is a horrible dream. And I don't want to dream this anymore. And then you fall back to sleep and you pick up right where you left off and you can't quit having the dream.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sometimes I have, it's such a bad dream, such a nightmare that I wake up and I think, okay, I don't want to go back to sleep because I'm afraid I'm going to start this dream up. So I have to wake myself up enough, you know, and be, I got to read for a little bit or something to try to break it, you know. So I know what he's talking about. Because you do, you just fall asleep and go right back to it.
Yeah, and it feels like he's almost kind of accepted it. But then it's interesting because all that conversation, and then he's like, and I'm a minister. And I hope his brother's okay after being shot.
Well,
he didn't say one way or another.
Yeah,
so I'm assuming that he made it through that.
Yeah.
Because that would
be. I think
be
Atlanta could be pretty haunted too.
But I think, did that
where he is
stuff
now.
Happen in
no,
Las
he was
Vegas.
Talking about Las Vegas for that hospital. But I think he said, I'm living in Atlanta now. And I thought when he said that, I'm like, oh boy. Because. I think Atlanta could be pretty haunted.
And I would imagine someone like that, if you have the ability to have dreams like that and kind of connections with people who have passed, I don't think that turns off. I think
that's what I'm thinking. I think I've had dreams where somebody's come and said something to me or, you know, reached out that somebody that has passed away. But it's not on a regular basis. I feel like he has these happen a lot to him.
It was very matter of fact sounding like, and this happened and then this and this and this. But it's interesting that he says, you know, being a minister, that they don't believe like you can communicate with dead people. But then in the Bible, isn't there a little bit of that going on here and there?
Well, it seems to me like, you know, If you believe in heaven, right, that they're still alive somewhere, right, in heaven.
Yeah.
I think we have guardians that come down and protect us, help us, guide us, direct us, you know. So I personally think that they actually do come.
But it kind of sounds like he's got those two things kind of, he's okay with both parts of his life.
But he does sound like one of those people that, you know, is sort of a conduit.
Yeah. He'd be an interesting guy just to sit down and have. Mm-hmm. I was going to say a cup of coffee, but I don't know why, because I don't drink it. But iced tea. I'd have iced tea with him or something. But I just think he could be a super interesting guy. I just really thought that was very interesting. And a different story, too. It was all about dreams and kind of visions and things.
Yeah, I think the dream ones are really fascinating.
Me too. So if you have a real ghost story or one about dreams, share them with us. We like to hear them. Call in anytime. It's 855-853-4802. You can write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. And then if you'd rather not have the commercials, you will also get advanced episodes and access to the archive. Become a premium subscriber. Do it through Apple Podcasts. You can also do it through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. For all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thanks for listening.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9th, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At ChumbaCasino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
This is Danielle Robay from Bookmarked by Reese's Book Club. Nothing compares to the anticipation of something new. A new start, a new year, a new home, or a new car. When it's time to get a new car, where do you start? Car shopping can honestly be a little overwhelming, but it should be fun. Buying your next car should be exciting, and it can be, if you remember one thing, cars.com. Cars.com has the tools and expert advice to help you figure out what vehicle is right for you. Their advanced search filters allow you to explore 2 million new and used cars so that you can find the perfect car. The site is so easy to use. Looking for an electric vehicle with a third row and leather seats for easy cleanup? Cars.com has you covered. A variety of tools and badges are used to help shoppers understand the price of a vehicle and find the best deal. And every review is written by a real person, reflecting a real life experience. So don't take any chances. Do car shopping the easy way. Start your search with Cars.com. Where to next?
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk, still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Danielle Robay from Bookmarked by Reese's Book Club. Nothing compares to the anticipation of something new. A new start, a new year, a new home, or a new car. When it's time to get a new car, where do you start? Car shopping can honestly be a little overwhelming, but it should be fun. Buying your next car should be exciting, and it can be, if you remember one thing, Cars.com. Cars.com has the tools and expert advice to help you figure out what vehicle is right for you. Their advanced search filters allow you to explore 2 million new and used cars so that you can find the perfect car. The site is so easy to use. Looking for an electric vehicle with a third row and leather seats for easy cleanup? Cars.com has you covered. A variety of tools and badges are used to help shoppers understand the price of a vehicle and find the best deal. And every review is written by a real person, reflecting a real life experience. So don't take any chances. Do car shopping the easy way. Start your search with Cars.com. Where to next?
I like things my way. My coffee, my schedule, and my treatment. So I talked to my doctor about self-injecting with the Vyvgart Hytrulo prefilled syringe, which contains efgartigimod alpha and hyaluronidase QVFC. It's injected under your skin, subcutaneously. It means I can inject in my space, on my time. It's my treatment, my way. Visit VyvgartMyWay.com. That's VYVGART MyWay.com. And talk to your doctor about Vyvgart Hytrulo, brought to you by Argenix.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Moto Casino is pure American energy. Born in the USA and with the same 1776 spirit that built this country. Moto, America's social casino, is celebrating that freedom with a 1 million sweeps coin prize giveaway. One lucky American is going to win 1 million sweeps coins. So what are you waiting for? Spin now on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
In the next Rare Well Done, the Thrive team helps two people with CIDP tackle the tricky issue of friendship.
Hello.
They say the quiet part out loud.
In the event my CIDP worsens, my friends might decide it's too much.
Get nudged outside their comfort zone.
I don't know if I want to.
To forge stronger connections.
It's the best thing that's ever happened to me, our friendship.
To Rory.
Watch Rory and Michelle take on the friendship factor on the next episode of Rare Well Done.